American dream has become a nightmare. Signs of the time are on cardboard on corners in town.
Iraq war costlier than Vietnam. Another story, U.S. must expand oil refining capacity. We have information here from the Houston Bureau, and it came by way of urbansurvival.com. And this is an exclusive oil and gas update having to do with Katrina and the aftermath of that. So we'll get into all that. We have Lindsay Williams with us today, author of The Non-Energy Crisis. Lindsay, did you ever think, when you wrote this book, and you wrote it when? Back in the 80s?
1980. First edition.
First edition, 1980. Now, you had a pretty good handle and a feel for, well, I mean, we saw the demand for gasoline increase year after year after year. The oil companies are not stupid people. They're in business to make money. If you want to make more money, you provide your product to a greater demand. They knew that energy was going to be in demand year after year. It was going to increase. Rather than looking for ways to reduce our energy consumption, which would have been a smart thing to do, no. 30 years ago, I heard lip service about, well, we need to get independent here with our oil. We can't keep depending on foreign sources. Well, this has come home to roost too. The chickens are cackling in the hen house, folks. But you saw this stuff coming. But did you ever think that your book that was first published 25 years ago would be as more popular today than it was back then?
First time I have appeared on your show, John, first time I've had the privilege of appearing on your show, and I say that because I wish I could say all the good things I think about Republic Broadcasting. It would take an hour just for me to say them all. It's because of people like you that this country will be turned around. I have admiration for you like you wouldn't believe. But the first time I ever appeared on your show, I said, John, I heard the powers that be when I sat in their board meetings talking about a 30-year plan. Did I ever expect this? Yes. I expected exactly this. I expected it to happen very similar to what is happening. I knew 9 months ago that all it would take was one little bobble somewhere, and this price of $3 to $4 a gallon would take place in no time flat. Another 1969, 1970, this is the biggest lie that you could ever imagine, that we don't have enough crude oil and that we have to go up on prices and that Asheville, North Carolina stations have to be without gasoline. I mean, this is the biggest perpetration of a lie since 1969, 1970. I never thought they would be so bold as to attempt something this stupid all over again, but undoubtedly they must think that the American people are stupid enough to handle it. Now, please take these figures down. $700 million per day is leaving the United States of America to pay for oil today more than it did 2.5 years ago. Yes, I heard of a 30-year plan. I knew they were going to do something similar to this. And, folks, I am pleading with you. I'd give away the whole shop if I could. Believe me. The best I can possibly do is give you all four of my books so that you'll know the issues that I knew 30 years ago. I'm pleading with you to let me give you a videotape entitled Economic Hitman of a Man Who's Now Gone Into Hiding. By the way, this is not John Perkins. This is another economic hitman. He since has gone into hiding for fear of his life. But he tells things you'll never hear anywhere else in the world. I'm going to give you that videotape. I am so concerned about our country. Please, when you purchase my full videotapes at the 800 number I gave earlier, I'd like to give them to you. 800-321-2900.
And again, take the information, folks, read it, and then pass it on. The problem we have in this country are too many stupid people doing too few of the right things at the right time. We can change that. It's doable. We'll be back with Lindsay Williams right after this short break.
Hello, this is Christine with BringHemHome.org. Are you a parent disinclined to seeing your sons and daughters used as mortar bait for the New World Order? With no end in sight to the wars in Iraq and Afghanistan, along with the looming possibility of an escalation of conflict into Iran and Syria, we need to send a definitive message to the warmongering politicians. Bring our troops home now. We have Bring Them Home magnetic ribbons, which are available in any quantity. Like the upside-down flag, these ribbons are inverted to symbolize a state of distress. Place these ribbons on your cars and help us wake up the sleeping public. Don't wait until the military draft is implemented. Don't wait until it's too late. Get your ribbons now. Your Bring Them Home ribbons can be purchased at rbnlive.com or at bringhemhome.org or call 877-605-9200.
Why continue to suffer from pain, illness, and disease when natural health and wellness therapies are within your reach? Hundreds of people report improved health and wellness using Rife frequency technology. In the 1920s, research scientist Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms can be destroyed using resonant frequencies. The BioSolution frequency instrument uses the same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions, and there are no side effects. Join others in discovering a return to natural health and wellness. Eliminate the cause. Don't just treat the symptoms. BioSolutions has over 550 pre-programmed auto sequences for various health conditions and is very easy to use. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. For more information, call Alternative Technologies toll-free at 866-885-6625. That's 866-885-6625. One more time, that's 866-885-6625.
Pain medication can't heal the cause of your pain, but what if the pain is so great as to make it unbearable without it? Listen to the results of one 44-year-old man.
My name is John Frey. I have fibromyalgia and was taking 12 to 14 Ultram tablets a day just to try to stay pain-free. I also had headaches, which would incapacitate me. I also had severe allergies and was dealing with arthritis, which set in after two compression fractures. After just 3 weeks on Cocoon GH, I noticed my pain was gone, and I no longer needed to take the Ultram anymore. My headaches disappeared, and my allergies are virtually gone. My energy level has increased, and I feel better today than I have in 15 years. My graying hair has also started to darken, and a bald spot on my head has started to grow hair again. My wife got on Cocoon GH, and after only 8 days, a lower back pain that she had suffered with for 14 years has gone away permanently. She no longer takes Celebrex. Thanks for such a wonderful product.
Satisfaction guaranteed. Call 888-988-6833. That's 888-988-6833.
Get ready for Real Talk Radio. You're listening to the National Intel Report with your host, John Stadtmiller.
I had David Ray Griffith on this program a couple of days ago, the new Pearl Harbor. And Lindsay, he was spouting the same nonsense about this peak oil. Now, that was in their 30-year plan to reduce their refining capacity, to make like, oh, well, the world. And you know, if I hear this one more time that, well, the demand of the world's oil, I mean, China is just sopping up every drop of oil that they can get in China. Yeah, well, that may be true, but I'm here to tell you, folks, the earth is not out of oil. What we're out of is honest people running honest corporations, giving an honest product at an honest price. That's what we're out of. And, of course, we got the government propping up the lies. They don't care as long as they keep that gasoline at whatever price pumped to. We don't have a gas shortage here, folks. We have a money shortage because we can't afford to buy the gas anymore. Lindsay, I went to the gas station this morning. Let me pull out my little receipt here. I put 11 gallons of gas in my car. It was $30. If we have gas keep going through the roof the way it is, people are going to be staring at $5 a gallon here in the foreseeable future. If you've got a 20-gallon tank in your car, you can plan on spending $100 every time you stop at a gas station. Lindsay, people don't have this kind of income to keep paying these charlatans this overpriced oil. But more importantly, we've got nobody with any guts inside the federal government to call these people on what they're doing.
Peak oil is a total misnomer. There is no such thing. It was hatched up just like weapons of mass destruction for the purpose of being able to do what they want to do. Texas oil analyst Matt Simmons said the other day, oil prices could rocket to $100 within 6 months, plunging the world into an unprecedented fuel crisis. John, that translates to $6 to $7 a gallon at the gas pump. If terrorists successfully strike a major Middle East oil field, if America could end up paying $10 a gallon. Now, don't laugh at me. 25 years ago, I begged you in my book, Energy Non-Crisis, to listen to me when I said that I had heard them talk about a 30-year plan when, by the providence of God, I had the opportunity to sit in their board meetings, and back then people laughed at me. Today they're saying you're a prophet. I was no prophet. By the providence of God, I merely happened to be sitting in their board meetings. Now, to fill up a Ford Focus, if Texas oil analyst Matt Silman's prediction is correct, which I think it is, and it goes to $110, it will cost you $110 to fill up the gas tank on a Ford Focus of $11 of gasoline if this happens. And it is going to happen, believe me. I heard a 30-year plan. Now, John, let's look at something. Do you know that the toothbrush that you brush your teeth with tonight is made out of an oil product? It's made out of plastic.
Sure.
The plastic bag in the garbage can at home is made out of oil product. The bumper on your automobile is made out of crude oil. They've paved the roads with asphalt. They've already cutting back on paving in the state of Arizona because they say they can't afford the price of asphalt anymore. Do you realize what is going to happen when the trucker can't bring the products to your grocery store and the shelves are empty? Now, you say this is a joke. No. Now, John had on the telephone a moment ago Ken Bagwell from Asheville, North Carolina, whom I was on his program for 2 hours this morning. He only had me scheduled for one, and it became such a zoo until he had to keep me over 2 hours. He had so many radio calls coming in, so many telephone calls coming in. The stations, the service stations in and around Asheville, North Carolina, don't have any gasoline right now. You couldn't buy it if you wanted it. They have already started, they've already started what they did in 1969, 1970 again, long lines at the gas pump, taking the price sky high, telling you there is no gasoline. It is the biggest lie and misnomer on the face of this earth. I heard them talking about it 25 years ago, folks. I put it in my book, The Energy Non-Crisis. Please let me give it to you.
Lindsay, you told me that you've got a pilot who lives right next door to you, works for an airline.
Joe Settlemyer is an airline captain with American West Airlines. He said to me the other day, when fuel increases 1 cent, it costs America West Airlines $5 million per day. There is no way that the airlines are going to be able to operate 90 days from now. They're already saying that certain flights could very well be canceled. You get on a plane right now, you've paid for your ticket, the airlines may not have the gasoline to fly. Listen, the airlines are paying, wait a minute now, I heard the other day, under $2 for a gallon for their fuel for the airliners. Do you think that the refineries, when they can make $3 a gallon, are going to supply it for airlines for $1.75 or $1.80? No, they're going to cut back on the production of airline fuel for the jet engines, and are going to stop producing it for the high-test automobiles in order to supply everything they can, because already they can't supply what's out there. The airliners are going to sit on the ground. Mark my words. I'm trying to tell you this ahead of time.
Lindsay, and on that point, if the fuel costs, and they use JP8 fuel, if that fuel cost goes up 1 penny a gallon, as many miles as they fly, that's costing them $5 million more a year. We're just talking about 1 penny. We're not talking about the aftershock that these people are going to be faced with. Truckers are already starting to talk about striking right now. But if you look at this scenario, what benefit is it to people that still have money, that still want to be in the airline business? I'll tell you what happens. These people go bankrupt. They go out of business. Delta Airlines was the only air carrier in this country that, since its inception, has always run in the black. Shock and surprise, they're not now. They're literally on the ropes, and they're getting ready to go under But somebody sitting out there with a bag full of money can walk in, pick up that company, pennies on a dollar, out of bankruptcy. They can continue to consolidate airlines until we only have one or two airlines in the entire country. Well, what do they care? They know people still have to fly. I mean, Lindsay, it's not just, you know, you mentioned the toothbrush. Well, check out the tube. The tube the toothpaste comes in, it's made out of plastic. Everything, almost everything in your car is made out of plastic. The trucks on the road that are running around with this gasoline, the delivery cost, everything is tied. You getting a headache right now? Well, crack open that aspirin bottle. Oh, that's right. It's made out of crude product also. It's going to affect everything in this country. And Lindsay, for the life of me, is there not one honest politician in Washington, D.C. that's willing and able to stand up and say, you know what? I've learned that this is a scam. What would the oil companies do to anyone or a group of individuals in Washington, D.C. if they finally decided to say, hey, look, we know the truth behind this, and you're raping the American public? What, the oil companies going to stop cracking products here, making gasoline and diesel and whatever? They're going to say, well, we're mad at you now because you talk bad about us. We're going to leave. No, they're not going to go. But what we can do is force them to do an honest business. What is going to happen this winter? And, Lindsay, you hear this all the time. And, again, it goes right back to capacity. Why is it that every time in the north and the northeast here in this country, every winter, natural gas supplies, I mean, the cost is going up because the demand is high. That the demand has been there. We've not had a non-winter in northeast America here. It happens time after time. It's a business. It's in the business of supplying a product, but they withhold delivery of that product through their various shenanigans to drive those prices up. You're going to hear it again this winter.
Natural gas prices this morning on the New York Exchange was up 23% this morning. Now, you say, is there a politician in Washington that is willing to stand up and say something? No, not a one. Why? Very simple. They know what happened to John F. Kennedy when he tried to tell the truth about the Federal Reserve. Every one of them know exactly what happened to George Hanson. They destroyed him. They raked him over the coals. They put him in jail. They destroyed his health. They destroyed his life. And then they came back and said, oh, we can't find anything wrong that you did. Oh, perfectly okay. I did. Go ahead and be a good little guy and to fall in line from now and you'll be okay. Every politician in Washington knows the stories of John F. Kennedy and George Hanson, and they shake in their shoes when they see what's happening. Gas stations in Asheville, North Carolina, no gas today. Atlanta, Georgia, predicting that. Price of over $3 a gallon. Farmers are saying we can't farm our crops this fall. Yeah.
Well, Lindsay, on top of an economy that supposedly, and I was in disbelief when I first heard this. I thought it was somebody's idea of an internet joke, a bad joke. When the term was starting to be used, when we started to get out of this little recession we were in, that the term was used, jobless recovery. We're in a recovery, but it's a jobless recovery. I thought it was a joke. It is getting so bad that the politicians now have to lie. I don't know what orifice they're doing it now. They've been lying out of both sides of their mouth for years, but they had the absolute gall to tell us we're in a jobless recovery. Well, tell the people sitting up there in Michigan right now that their unemployment rate's 10%. The auto plants are shutting down because the auto plants can't sell their... Oh, that's right. The only way they can make a profit is making those SUVs and vans. Well, nobody's going to buy them because of why? Because of gas prices. And this goes on, this endless cycle. We have seen this before. Now, the one thing that the Congress critters should keep in mind, that even the little fishies in the sea know, there is safety in numbers. And enough of them get together, I guarantee you it's not going to be Willy Wetland work here. They're not going to send out wet teams to whack all these guys out. And more importantly, what they would gain from the American people is support of somebody up there finally telling them the truth. They can't kill all of us, Lindsay.
Nope. John.
We'll take the break here, come back on the other side. We'll finish up here with Lindsay Williams, and I'm going to dive into these news stories that I have here concerning this oil game that we're playing. And also want to talk a little bit about Katrina and the aftermath down in the Gulf area. We'll take the break here. We'll be right back.
Introducing the world's best air purifier, the Aeronizer. The Aeronizer produces high levels of activated oxygen right from the air you're breathing. It works the way nature does. It's so powerful it kills molds and mildews as well as bacteria and viruses in the air and on the surfaces in your home. Made in the USA of the finest materials with an unconditional 2-year warranty. Call 877-605-9200 or visit the website at www.aeronair.us.
If you look back in history, you'll see that all fiat currencies have failed to maintain wealth or failed altogether. But gold has always protected its holder, a true asset usable to anyone around the globe. As the value of your Federal Reserve note continues to depreciate, gold will be your only insurance. To find out more information on how to protect your wealth, call Republic Trading at 1-800-691-7898. That's 1-800-691-7898.
Listen, this is important. I know you can handle the truth because you're listening to RBN. How would you like to get paid for telling the truth? Yeah, I'm talking about money in your pocket for exposing the criminals in our government. The tyranny in this country has gone on for too long. As my old friend Barney would say, it's time to nip it. Nip it in the bud. Grab a pen and write down the address to my website so that you can find out what this is all about. The address is www.thelibertyclub.net/user/RBN. That's www.thelibertyclub.net/user/RBN. Do it right now before you forget about it and put a jingle in your pocket.
Hello, this is Christine with BringemHome.org. Are you a parent disinclined to seeing your sons and daughters used as mortar bait for the New World Order? With no end in sight to the wars in Iraq and Afghanistan, along with the looming possibility of an escalation of conflict into Iran and Syria, we need to send a definitive message to the warmongering politicians. Bring our troops home now. We have Bring 'Em Home magnetic ribbons, which are available in any quantity. Like the upside-down flag, these ribbons are inverted to symbolize a state of distress. Place these ribbons on your cars and help us wake up the sleeping public. Don't wait until the military draft is implemented. Don't wait until it's too late. Get your ribbons now. Your Bring 'Em Home ribbons can be purchased at rbnlive.com or at bringemhome.org or call 877-605-9200.
Lindsay, we only got a couple minutes left here. Again, your offer to folks, you'll give them 4 free books. What do they have to do to get that?
Call 800-321-2900. I have 4 videotapes. My very latest videotape, The Energy Non-Crisis, was only made a few days ago. You have never seen anything like it. I tell things I've never been willing to tell before. Purchase my 4 videotapes. I give you a book with each video. The books alone would be worth over $35. I'll give you, as a gift, a 1-hour and 7-minute videotape entitled The Economic Hitman, which means you have 5 1-hour videotapes to view. You will know the rest of the story. Now, all of this will help to save your family 3 to 6 months from now when this entire thing comes down to where the rubber meets the road. We can't consider just what's taking place right now. 3 to 6 months from now is when you're going to feel the real impact of this. The Great Depression started in 1929. It was 1929. It was 1932 before it hit the streets. You are going to have this energy crisis hit the streets and the airlines and the pocketbooks of Americans in a major way. Please dial 800-321-2900, and let me tell you all of the story, which would take hours to cover. Thank you, John. You cannot imagine how much I appreciate Republic Broadcasting and the marvelous job you're doing. You know, I called John this morning. I said, John, I've just been on a radio station in Asheville, North Carolina. The service stations back there are closing because they don't have gasoline. That's the reason I'm on with you today. This really wasn't scheduled prior to now. We are in a crisis, drastic situation that I predicted 25 years ago. Please hear the rest of the story in my full books.
Well, it's interesting. Ken Bagwell, he was only going to have you on for an hour, but he kept you over for two. There was a lot of calls coming in. What was the reaction to what people were hearing you say down there in that radio market?
Utter dismay. Until some people begun to call in and say, this gas station over here, Ingalls, is out of gas, closed down. The Shell station around the corner in Asheville, North Carolina, doesn't have any gas today. Oh, last night, the first station in Asheville, North Carolina, closed down for no gas. People were literally shocked into utter dismay, and some of them called in. They were so frustrated, I thought they were going to freak out. But, John, I sat there and listened to these individuals, and I thought, you know, I told you folks 25 years ago this was going to happen. I heard that 30-year plan when I sat in their board meetings, and I said, for the past 9 months, I've been begging you to read my books. All I can do is ask you, if you're listening to this program right now, please dial 800-321-2900.
And, Lindsay, I greatly appreciate it. It looks like we struck a chord with Ken Bagwell, because when I called him, after you called me this morning and I called him, he said, you just said the same thing Lindsay Williams did, that oil is going to hit $100 a barrel. And he said, after the show, he said, I start calling some sources that I trusted, and they start telling me the same thing. He says, why haven't I heard this before? I said, Ken, where are you getting your news? Are you watching the AP wires? Are you listening to CNN? Are you watching ABC? I said, it's not your fault. I said, because you're getting the same prepackaged, predigested BS that the rest of America is getting. And I said, you know, I don't deal in that. I said, we'll do the major news stories, but we'll tell you the facts and the real reasons behind it. We won't do a 10, 15, 20-second news bite, here's your headline news, lump it or like it. Or we'll take a story and just absolutely spin it beyond belief. We're going to give you our opinion, so you walk around tomorrow, tucked in your little cranium, regurgitating the opinion that we just gave you the night before. People have to start using their brains again. Lindsay?
John, Republic Broadcasting, I'm on hundreds of radio stations per year. I've been on thousands of radio talk shows over the past 25 years. All I can say is, everybody out there in that listening audience, there is no network in the country like Republic Broadcasting. John Statvilla is to be patted on the back. He is to be supported. He is to be applauded. And, John, I can't say enough how much I praise what you're doing. You startled this man, Ken Bagwell. I shook him out of his lethargy this morning. You startled him saying the identical same thing. These poor people, I feel so sorry for them. I don't know what to do. They're being taken gloriously.
I do.
Only because of you, John, the people who listen to Republic Broadcasting are hearing the truth. God bless you. You can't imagine how much I appreciate you.
Well, I'm going to tell you what. We're not done. And this is why I've asked people to support this network, because I'm not an egomaniac. I am not anybody that's concerned with just my image and my own voice. I want my country back. I'm willing to spend the time and the energy and the money to do a network. I want this program to expand. I want people to hear this in Asheville, North Carolina, or down there in Savannah, Georgia, or up there in Cincinnati, Ohio. I don't care where it is. It is time that people hear the unfettered, unbiased truth for probably once in their life. And that's what I told Ken. And that's why he said on the air, Lindsay, that, You know, are you worried about your safety? Are you afraid they're going to come after you and shut you down? Absolutely not. That is the furthest thing from my mind, because if enough well-meaning, well-intentioned people in this country hear something they haven't heard for their entire lives, meaning the truth, then we can start getting stuff, good stuff done in this country. There's no trick to it, just a lot of hard work. Lindsay Williams, thank you, sir. 800-321-2900 to get his four free books, folks, and he'll give you a free video along with that. 800-321-2900. Lindsay Williams, thank you, sir.
Thank you, John. Have a great day.
You too, sir. All right. We'll do this break, come back. I've got a bunch of news stories here relating to, oh, that's right, oil and the cost of it. We'll be right back.
You're listening to Real Talk Radio. Only on the Republic Broadcasting Network.
There is one and only one national populist news weekly, staffed by an unsurpassed team of veteran investigative journalists who have dared to rip the veil of deception from the cover-up stories promoted by the big money-controlled media monopoly.
American Free Press.
AFP's no-holds-barred journalists fearlessly seek the truth, no matter how controversial the issue. AFP publishes exciting, in-depth, uncensored news and information good patriotic Americans need to know to combat the coming police state being clamped in our republic. The American Free Press is your voice. Subscribe today and catch up on the real news. Mention RBN when you call and receive a one-year subscription, plus a copy of Michael Collins Piper's latest bestseller, The High Priests of War. All that for just $49. Call AFP toll-free, 888-699-NEWS, or visit AmericanFreePress.net.
Hello, this is Christine with BringemHome.org. Are you a parent disinclined to seeing your sons and daughters used as mortar bait for the New World Order? With no end in sight to the wars in Iraq and Afghanistan, along with the looming possibility of an escalation of conflict into Iran and Syria, we need to send a definitive message to the warmongering politicians. Bring our troops home now. We have Brigham Home magnetic ribbons, which are available in any quantity. Like the upside-down flag, these ribbons are inverted to symbolize a state of distress. Place these ribbons on your cars and help us wake up the sleeping public. Don't wait until the military draft is implemented. Don't wait until it's too late. Get your ribbons now. Your Brigham Home ribbons can be purchased at rbnlive.com or at brighamhome.org, or call 877-605-9200.
Why continue to suffer from pain, illness, and disease when natural health and wellness therapies are within your reach? Hundreds of people report improved health and wellness using Rife frequency technology. In the 1920s, research scientist Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms can be destroyed using resonant frequencies. The BioSolution frequency instrument uses the same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions, and there are no side effects. Join others in discovering a return to natural health and wellness. Eliminate the cause. Don't just treat the symptoms. BioSolutions has over 550 pre-programmed auto sequences for various health conditions and is very easy to use. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. For more information, call Alternative Technologies toll-free at 866-885-6625. That's 866-885-6625. One more time, that's 866-885-6625.
You're tuned in to the National Intel Report, the real talk radio show.
You know, I was watching my wife last night. I was watching some news program, and my wife kept running downstairs and telling me about Hurricane Katrina and the damage that had been done. And I sat glued to the television set this morning, and I was watching things that it doesn't bode well, folks, for the human psyche to watch people literally ripping stuff off, looters and so on and so forth. But it happens all the time. But the thing that struck me was New Orleans is sitting there with Lake Pontchartrain pouring in. They have no power. They have no potable water. They've got nothing. And I thought to myself, you know, this is really strange because, you know, if they had a British Birkfield water filtration system, these people could be literally scooping the water out of the streets, running through the streets, and I don't care if it had bacteria. I don't care what it had in that water, that they could literally scoop that water up, run it through a British Birkfield, and have plenty of fresh, clean, potable water, as much as they could drink. But yet we had people down there before the hurricane hit. It happens every time. They run to the grocery stores to buy batteries and bottled water. And it's the same thing over and over and over again. One of the things that I wanted to tell folks about We're picking up a new radio line. I've told you about the KA1103, the Cato, for $110, which is, it's way too cheap. I literally, folks, I could sell this for $199 and nobody would even blink an eyeball. Well, that's not what we're into. We're in for the mostest for the leastest here at this network. We're in it for the people out there. But we have another radio by Cato. It's got dynamo and solar. It's the KA007 AM-FM world receiver, TV, weather, VHF, public service bands, taxi and business, and that's right, shortwave. It's got a crank on the back. I mean, this thing, it's got the rechargeable batteries in it. What are they? You said they weren't NiCads. These are the better nickel metal hydride batteries. Thank you for that, Mr. Producer. It's got a dynamo cranking system that you can crank the radio up. See, if you don't have any batteries, it wouldn't matter. Even if you don't want to crank it, it's got a solar panel on it for charging. It's got an AC-DC adapter. I mean, this is an emergency radio. These people down in New Orleans, in Louisiana, and Mississippi right now, when their batteries die in their radio, guess what? They're not only left alone, they're left without food. They're left without information. They're left without anything. Little radio here, as I described, go on the website, rbnlive.com. Military uses, what does that mean?
Military has been given one of those little radios.
Oh. Sandra just told me that the military has been given these little radios.
They're service guys.
To their service people. I wasn't aware of that. So obviously the U.S. government buys it, but it's not the $110 toilet seat. We've got these things for $45. Folks, you can throw this in your car. Forget about it. Throw it in your emergency bag for when you've got to get out of town, whatever the case may be. Give us a call here, 800-724-2719. And before I forget, the Berkey light that I just mentioned, people can have potable water wherever you are at any time. The Berkey light, $199 plus shipping. You can have it with you. You can carry it with you. You can move it wherever you want to. Put it on your countertop at home. You want to get rid of your chlorine and fluoride in your water? You can do that. But if you need to take it with you, non-emergency situations, camping, do whatever you want with it. But I'll tell you what, everybody down in the Gulf Coast right now should have a British Birkfeld. There wouldn't be a water shortage, I guarantee you. And as long as they had canned food and it didn't float away, they'd have plenty to eat. $199. And for you folks down there that listen to this program that have gotten a little wet and you know what's going to happen, you're going to grow mold, well, we're going to help you guys out too. We've got the SS4X, the aeronizer that will kill mold, mildews, bacteria, viruses on the surfaces in your home and in the air. Normally $365, that's on special for $292. Give us a call at 800-724-2719. Folks, we're not selling fear here. A little bit of preparedness. A little bit of preparedness will go a long way for your survival, and I don't give a hoot and a holler what happens out there. You got to survive first. Give us a call, 800-724-2719. Yes. I'm sorry, extension 116. Thank you, Sandra. Appreciate that very much. All right. What story to do first? Well, since I talked about Iraq earlier, the levees, that's right, that are around New Orleans, well, New Orleans is about 10, 12 feet below sea level. A couple of weeks ago, I was watching on Discovery Channel. Holland, the entire country of Holland, just about faces the North Sea. North Sea is a very turbulent, very treacherous stretch of water. These people were getting flooded out on a regular basis. They took a look at the situation and said, look, we've got to come up with a solution. We know it's going to be expensive, but we're going to do it. And they did. Guess what? Holland doesn't get flooded out anymore. Could we do the same thing on the Gulf Coast? I don't know. But there was money earmarked. 80% of the money came in to reinforce and build new dikes down around New Orleans. Well, a funny thing happened on the way to George Bush's war in Iraq. The funds got cut off, and the project was never completed. We had an entire hurricane blow right over the Gulf Coast, and New Orleans was bone dry. They were drinking drinks on Bourbon Street. Well, until the levee broke. But the money dried up because we had to go fight in Iraq to give the poor Iraqis democracy. Well, the Iraq war was costlier than Vietnam. If you can believe that, it's true. The report puts the cost at Iraq at $500 million a month, more than in Vietnam, and that's adjusted for inflation, inflation dollars. This makes Iraq the most expensive U.S. war in the past 60 years. But an analyst from the Conservative American Enterprise Institute said the cost was small in the context of the whole U.S. economy. Of course, you're going to say that. Wonder if he's part of that jobless economy. I doubt it. He's got a job. The report by the Institute for Policy Studies and the Foreign Policy in Focus, called the Iraq Quagmire, calculates the cost of current military operations in Iraq at $5.6 billion every month. How many levees do you think they could have built for $5.5 billion around New Orleans, or better still, around the entire Gulf? Army Corps engineers are standing around with their thumbs firmly inserted. If they had the money, and somebody had the plan, something could have been done about it. And folks, you're not going to stop hurricanes. This isn't about global warming. Remember, we were told last year, oh, be prepared next year, you're going to have more hurricanes possibly than we had this year. Look, we had 10 last year. We've only had 2 so far this year. Hurricanes are a natural occurrence. This is the only country in the planet, ladies and gentlemen, the United States of America, that has 2 weather phenomenons that nobody else has. Tornadoes and hurricanes. That's right. We got them both. And sticks are going to fly, cows are going to blow away, roofs are going to go bye-bye, and there's going to be damage all the time from these storms. That's a natural occurrence. But we have not taken the foresight, and these greedy little politicians, we have not taken the time and the foresight to realize that we have a problem and spend the money to correct it. No, but we'll spend $5.5 billion a month in Iraq to secure oil for the oil companies, to promote the roadmap for peace for Israel, but we don't have enough money. Folks, this is going to cost $20 billion, if not more, the damage that took place here around Katrina. Now, by comparison, the 8-year campaign in Vietnam costs an average of $5.1 billion a month. Well, the IPS and the FPIF say this is pretty down to differences in the way the modern war is waged. And the story goes on, but you have the gist of it. We need to be the heck out of Iraq, but more importantly, we need people out of the White House that do things like this, that turn around and lie right straight face to the American people. Just lie their little butts off. And what happens to them? Nothing. What example does that set for the rest of America? Well, the corporations are greedy. They're corrupt. They lie. Government officials, they're greedy. They're corrupt. They lie. So why can't I do it? Well, because the only growth factor in this country, folks, isn't business. It's building prisons. So they'll make a criminal out of you and house you in some jail. Don't worry. They got money for that. From the... this is information that just came in to me. Early assessment of the hurricane damage to oil and gas interests in the Gulf of Mexico. Currently, about 95% of all the Gulf of Mexico oil and gas production is shut in, and most of it will not be recoverable in the near term. Though inventory offshore and onshore damage in the wake of Hurricane Katrina has just begun, it is clear that the oil and gas industry in the Gulf of Mexico has suffered a severe blow. An increasing number of platforms were partially or completely damaged due to wind and sea action. Several broke moorings and have drifted from their initial locations, including one that has wedged itself under a freeway overpass. The great number of vessels of various descriptions are damaged and or grounded in shipping lanes upriver from the coast. Onshore support systems and companies have received extreme damage from winds and flooding. You know, let's go back to the flooding again. The great number of oil and gas employees in the region are homeless as well. Now, aerial inventory began at first light Tuesday morning. So far, only topside damage can be assessed. Subsea damage will take some time to assess as divers will not be sent down until conditions improve. It is well known early that Shell had two or three floating platforms break moorings and float off-site, not destroyed. All they got to do is tow them back and fasten them back down. They were located quickly using GPS transmitters on board, and by late afternoon, tugs had arrived to begin the process of harnessing and towing them back into port for repairs. British Petroleum has so far reported minimal damage to its structures. ExxonMobil, Texaco, and others have not made statements as of this writing. The full extent of the damage to structures will take several days to a week to fully appreciate. One platform, the PSS Kemuel, belonging to Pemex, or that's the Mexican outfit, was wedged under the Cochrane African Town USA Bridge on US 98 in Mobile. Operations to remove it back to the shipyard where it was originally moored are underway. The platform was dry docked at the time of the hurricane and was not working. At this time, the most appreciable destruction is on shore. Ships and boats that have not had anchored in the Mississippi River were grounded by winds in excess of 145 miles an hour and waves topping 10 feet. Shipping lanes vital to the port of southern Louisiana, the fourth largest port in the world, are clogged with debris and damaged vessels. The port will remain inoperable for the near future, shutting down nearly all sea traffic for both imports and exports. Most of the imported food and dry goods in the Midwest U.S. come through this port. It is expected the traffic will be primarily rerouted to Houston, but will slow dramatically. Now, onshore support for drilling and production in the Gulf is virtually non-existent at this time. Most of all of the companies headquartered along the coast, have had their operations destroyed by wind and flooding. It will take some time to repair these operations, seriously curtailing offshore drilling and production of oil and gas. Now, let me stop here. They produce about 1.5 million barrels, I do believe, out of the Gulf down there. Now, with all the oil, ladies and gentlemen, we have at our beck and call, and Lindsey Williams said that the ne'er-do-wells sold the North Slope out to British Petroleum, but that this still does not alter the fact that the oil is down there. We have oil wells in this country that have been capped. We've had the eco-freaks out there screaming to no end. Remember Exxon Valdez, the drunk captain that run into the, you know, Alaskan shore up there. You know, they still talk about that one. Where there are steps to be made that we can ensure that no dramatic economic disasters happen. This is what they were telling us when the Alaskan pipeline was built, for God's sakes. And that Alaskan pipeline has three times the capacity than it is pumping right now. But 60% of that oil is not going to U.S. markets for refining. 60% of that oil is going right over to Japan. 40% of it, oh, that's right, was going down to the Gulf Coast. It's now not operational. So when we talk about gas, there's going to go absolutely through the roof. They've been floating the stories out there. And you heard Lindsey Williams last hour talk about this peak oil sham out there. Well, that's exactly what it is. It's a way for them to extract more money out of the paying customers out here by floating this story. These are not stupid people. They're going to bilk every dollar that they possibly can out of the U.S. consumer and the rest of the planet. It doesn't matter to them who they sell it to because they're transnational corporations. All right, back to the story. Now, ports such as Forcon, pronounced actually Fushan, are inoperative and there is significant damage to the infrastructure. Forshawn serves many of the support fleets, such as crew and supply vessels. Even platforms that are functioning may have to curtail operations due to the lack of personnel and supplies. Now, many offshore personnel live along the Gulf Coast in New Orleans. A good number have lost their homes and have been damaged beyond habitability. They will be unable to get to their work for some time, even if air transport is available in order to put their affairs back in order. This will have the effect of lost productivity and profound poverty for a good portion of the personnel who work offshore and onshore. Now, expectations are that many of the refineries in the area are down or operating at less than capacity. Many or more will be known in the coming days. At times, there are many that are going to turn around. This may be mishap a lesser effect than later when winter demand is high for heating oil and related products. Now, overall, it's reasonable to assume that a good amount of the refining capability in the region will greatly be reduced in the near to indeterminate time frames. Now, this is coupled with the inability to transport products out of the area by any means other than pipelines, which have not been tested yet. The result will be a strong pressure on fuel and heating oil prices. It is very expensive to import refined oil products and liquid natural gas. It seems maybybe the only way to make up for lost supply domestically, the obvious effect will be to cause noticeable escalations in pump prices. Ironically, oil prices may fall as a result of oversupply internationally, my Freudian slip, due to reduced demand and reduced capability to ship imported oil into the U.S. Now, closed port facilities in Louisiana will most likely cause shortages of dry goods and food in the Midwest. At least in the short term, the result will be pricing pressure on nearly all goods, including higher prices of transporting them. We'll take the break here. We'll be right back.
It's true. Gold and silver have been a source of true wealth for years. As an example, in 1975, you could buy a $40,000 home with 1,000 gold coins. Today, that same house is $400,000, yet you can still buy it with 1,000 gold coins. To find out more information on how to protect your wealth, call Republic Trading at 1-800-691-7898. That's 1-800-691-7898.
Introducing the world's best air purifier, the Aeronizer. The Aeronizer produces high levels of activated oxygen right from the air you're breathing. It works the way nature does. It's so powerful it kills molds and mildews as well as bacteria and viruses in the air and on the surfaces in your home. Made in the USA of the finest materials with an unconditional 2-year warranty. Call 877-605-9200 or visit the website at www.aeronair.us.
For over a year and a half, I have lived with a foot disorder called tarsal tunnel syndrome. My feet became numb with severe aching in my ankle. Additionally, my calves ache. I would have severe shooting pains in my feet, especially at night. While trying to sleep, I would literally cry from the pain that my feet were going through. My podiatrist suggested several different treatments, but could not assure me of any relief. My son told me about Cocoon DH. He assured me that the Cocoon products did what they claimed they would do, and after just 2 weeks, using Cocoon GH Extra Strength, my calves and the shooting pains in my feet started to go away. But best of all, I have the feeling back in the heel half of my feet. This GH has literally saved my life. I now get up each morning and hit the floor running. Additionally, my blood pressure is now 120 over 80, the lowest it's been in 30 years.
Satisfaction guaranteed. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. 888-988-3325.
Introducing the world's best air purifier. The Aeronizer produces high levels of activated oxygen right from the air you're breathing. It works the way nature does in cleaning and purifying the air in your home. Pet, cooking, cigarette, or even cigar smoke is no problem for this air purifier. It's so powerful it kills molds and mildews as well as bacteria and viruses in the air and on surfaces in your home. Made in the USA of the finest materials with an unconditional 2-year warranty. There are no moving parts to break, no plates to clean, and no filters to replace. Call 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200. Or visit the website now, www.aranair.us. That's www.aranair.us. Again, www.aranair.us.
The dollar went down and the president's sick. Who's in charge now? I don't know. Take your pick. A new disease every day and the old ones are coming back. Things are looking kind of gray, like they're gonna get black. Don't turn on the TV, don't show me the paper. Don't want to know who got kidnapped or why they all raped her. Want to go on vacation till the pressure lets up, but they keep hijacking airplanes and blowing them up. It's been a hard day on the planet.
And it ain't going to get any easier. And it reminds me, folks, folks that tuned in yesterday for the program, Republic Trading Group, folks, we've been telling you this for years. You want to protect your wealth, you better start thinking about it now. Republic Trading Group, 800-691-7898. Gold prices are the lowest, service is unequal, prompt and dependable delivery with, that's right. You don't have to give up your money and wonder where your order is. We give you tracking numbers so you can track your order yourself if you so desire. And if you need it fast, we can guarantee you 24-hour delivery on any gold and silver order. Nobody else can do that, folks. We're going to turn the gold and silver industry on its ear in this country because the greedy sons of guns that have had that Midas touch out there for way too long have been taking advantage of too many people too long. And we're putting a stop to it. Republic Trading Group, folks, 800-691-7898. I am on a rampage. I am tired of lies, deceit, greedy people. I am tired of them all, aren't you? U.S. must expand oil refining capacity, folks. Back not too long ago, we had oil refining capacities. In 1981, we had 324 refineries in this country. 324. It wouldn't be such a big deal if Katrina come blowing through the country and curtailed, as I just read to you, oil platform productions or the refineries down there in the Gulf Coast area. Because you know what? They were spread around. In 2004, you know how many we had? 149. They knew the demand for oil products and gasoline was increasing every year, but they cut production by more than half. Why do you think they did that? And then come with the sham story, oh, it's peak oil, the world's demand. We're running out of oil. No, we're not. We're running out of smart people with guts to stand up against these clowns. President George Bush, this is out of the Detroit News, President George Bush is expected to release supplies from the nation's emergency crude oil stockpile to help oil refineries whose supplies have been disrupted by Hurricane Katrina. This is a useful, if short-term, move. In the past, we have opposed releasing such supplies maintained to carry the nation through a brief military emergency to smooth out oil market ups and downs, but Hurricane Katrina has devastated the operations of Gulf Coast oil drilling rigs, pipelines, and oil refineries. A release of some of the stockpiled crude oil, however, will not solve the nation's long-term shortage of oil refineries. Now, this is the opinion column. Okay, in the Detroit News today. The impact of the storm should raise a red flag. Our lack of oil refining capacity is one of the reasons the price of gasoline is so volatile. Building a new refinery in the United States has become virtually impossible because of environmental regulations and because almost no one wants to live next door to an oil processing plant. Since 1981, the number of U.S. refineries has declined from 149 from more than 300, and only one new facility has been built since 1975. Meanwhile, demand for gasoline is up 24% since 1990 alone. While many existing refineries have expanded operations, it hasn't been enough to keep pace in demand. Nearly all refineries are operating at near 100% capacity, and the United States now has to import 10% of already refined gasoline back into the country, which jacks it up even more at the pump, folks. We are out of time on this edition of the National Intel Report. I thank you all for tuning in. Tell a friend, ladies and gentlemen. We need to expand the network. We need to get the word out because we got a long way to go to get this country back, and it's only going to happen because you want it to. God bless you. We'll see you tomorrow.
The Bill of Rights protects every American's God-given right to keep and bear arms. Now that right is being seriously undermined as legally registered rifles are being confiscated in some parts of our country. If we're not careful, we may find ourselves with no right to own guns. And that's where Gun Owners of America comes in. Gun Owners of America is in Washington every day fighting for you to keep that right. Congressman Ron Paul has called GOA the only no-compromise gun lobby in Washington. You need to be part of this great grassroots group of activists who are keeping the heat on their members of Congress. Find out right now how you can join. Call 888-886-GUNS and get started receiving their fact-filled newsletters and action alerts. Call 888-886-GUNS or go to their webpage at gunowners.org and help make your voice heard in Washington. Make that call right now and call Gun Owners of America at 888-886-GUNS. Remember, it's not just about gun control, it's about control.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.